over, just a little.
Down the road a piece?
Yeah, I might say just a little what over?
A little distance.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say
just a short distance.
A little ways or a little way over?
It's just a little ways.
What's that again?
It's just a little way.
And now if it's a long distance, you might say it's a long.
It's a long way off.
All right, and if something isn't difficult to buy, you know, you can find these in, you know, almost all stores. So that isn't hard to find. You can find that
most anywhere.
All right, and if the trench is cut by a plow, or called what?
By a plow?
Yeah.
Got me.
Plow digs what?
Dirt.
Oh, yeah, okay. This is the grain that is used, that is made into bread. The grain is called
wheat.
All right, and so the farmer had a good year. He said, "We raised a big what of
crop
of what
of wheat."
Say it in the sentence, and we raised.
We raised a big crop, a large crop of wheat.
And to remove the trees and shrubs from the land is to do what? We wet the land. We
excavate it.
All right, and wheat tied up in a package is called what? Well, it's wrapped up.
Baled.
And you have one bushel of wheat, and you add 39 more, then what do you have?
40 bushels.
And corn stalks tied up. Do you know what that's called when they're tied up?
Something begins with an H. Hoskin or something like that.
Okay. The Quaker company, the product they work with is what? Quaker.
Oats.
All right. Now, out in the field, they have a big machine that does this. It does
thrasher.
Yeah, okay. And so oats, what?
Thrasher. Thrasher oats.
Say oats. Use oats as a subject. Say oats, what? Thrashed. Oats.
Oats are thrashed?
Yeah. If 2 miles is the greatest distance you could go, you'd say 2 miles is the what you could go? Is the
what is the furthest?
All right. And if something belongs to this belongs to me, I'd say, whose is it? You say it's...
It's his cigar.
All right. And it belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It belongs to you, it's yours.
All right. It belongs to you and me, you'd say it's...
It's ours.
And it belongs to them?
It's theirs.
And it belongs to her?
It's hers. Well, I'm getting a hoarse throat. All this cool air.
Do you use you all, who all, or what all in any context at all?
I've used you all.
And what? How would you use it?
Who all is going, and are you all going?
But you'd use that. You'd never use that for one person, would you? I mean, it'd be all you want to know about.
No, one, not for one person.
Did you ever ask what all did they say?